Dr. Wellington Ferguson, dictating cardiology consultation on patient Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, source name Damase, D-A-M-A-S-E. The date of birth, February 22nd, 2004. Date of evaluation, April 30th, 2025. The chief complaint, syncopal episode. The HPI. The patient is a 21-year-old male with history of recurrent syncope, period. He reports his first episode as occurring in August 26, 2024, period. At that time, he was spinning IVR, throwing ladders, L-A-D-V-E-R-S, period. He was then seen at Kaiser Oakland and found to have elevated troponin, period. Echo, comma, exercise treadmill test, Holter were all unremarkable, period. He had a second episode of syncope on February 27, 2024. He stated that this had occurred during HOSE training, which involves running upstairs with ladders, period. He reports rare chest pain associated with his syncopal episode, period. Symptoms are further noted to be associated with dyspnea, period. His past medical history include childhood asthma, past surgical history, unremarkable, medications none, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. His maternal grandfather had diabetes/heart problems, social history. Patient reports very rare cigarette use, period. He notes the use of nicotine, period. He further reports occasional alcohol use, but no substance abuse or use, period. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 128/82, pulse 100, respiratory rate 18, height 74 inches, weight 213.4 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 83 beats per minute. There is an S1, S2, S3 pattern, period. Non-specific SD abnormality elevation is noted to be present, period. The impression, this 21-year-old male with history of recurrent syncope and further history of elevated troponin I with associated chest pain and dyspnea is unlikely to have underlying coronary artery disease, period. It is certainly possible that he may have an anomalous coronary artery contributing to his symptoms, period. He is noted to have a history of childhood asthma, but I do not think this is contributing to his symptoms, period. The plan will pursue coronary CT angio to rule out anomalous coronary artery contributing to his symptoms. So, better be able to assess his lung function correction, assess for lung pathology during this examination. No further interventions at this time. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.